Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CBNS Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Students at Pike Road head back to class today. This will be a historic year as Pike Road will graduate its first senior class. Georgia Washington Middle School will also undergo renovations during the school year. Class will not be in session today at Floyd Middle Magnet School. This after mechanical issues at the school left it without air conditioning Tuesday. Montgomery Public School Board President Claire Wheel tells us an electrical issue caused most of the power to go out at the school yesterday. The electrical and air conditioning issues should be resolved by Thursday. And Montgomery Fire Rescue is growing. 18 new graduates officially joined the team during a ceremony yesterday at City Hall. This comes after weeks of training and testing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. And put that reward to good use. Get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Live local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Volusia County, Florida sheriff's deputies have come to arrest a 15-year-old for threatening to shoot up his school. Investigators say on a gaming site he vowed to bring his father's M15 to school and kill 7 people at a minimum.
President Trump saying he's considering a new tax cut for Americans.
Southwest Airlines is dropping nearly 20 nonstop routes next year in order to free up their planes for flights with stronger demand.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at the United Nations rallying international support to further isolate Iran over its misbehavior in the Middle East.
Nike is making a policy adjustment after it received backlash over its treatment of pregnant athletes. The sports apparel company said that female athletes won't be adversely impacted financially for pregnancy for 18 months.
Disney Plus is going global. Disney revealed its streaming service will be available in Canada and the Netherlands on November 12th. It's the same day it is released in the United States.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
All right, welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228. They have the premium porterhouse steak on sale at Fresh Market. I should have gone in. I almost did it yesterday to go get that prime New York strip. I should have done that. I was too lazy. You snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
I really wanted that for this weekend. Age it a little bit. Let's continue on with McElhinney talking about this new announcement that happened today.
But our reporters, like William Lajeunesse, who spent a great deal of time south of the border in Mexico and beyond, says the word is out in Central America that if you bring a child into the United States, you're, you know, virtually guaranteed to be allowed to stay. Does this address that?
Yeah, Bill's exactly right. I mean, I heard from a father in Guatemala a few weeks ago on one of my visits there to try to address some of the root causes and go after the human smugglers with partners in the region. He basically said everybody knows that bringing a child is a passport for migration and release into the U.S. This helps us change that dynamic. We can send a very clear message. You are no longer going to be released into the U.S., whether it's our Migrant Protection Protocols program with Mexico or the implementation of this new Flores rule. We're going to be allowed to have proceedings conclude for families without being released into the U.S.
So what this is going to do is when you're looking to come in here, you're going to change your mind because basically you're going to be incarcerated during the time you're waiting to see a judge instead of walking around the country doing a job and doing whatever you want to. So I think this is a major game changer. It does have to go through some judicial issues here, but the counts down at the border, the numbers are substantially down. It's working. The wall is being built. All these things that Donald Trump had talked about are coming true.
And that deal he made with Mexico seems to be working quite well.
And what he did with Guatemala and El Salvador also. Let's continue on.
I know that you are predicting that this rule change would significantly decrease the number of families trying to cross the border illegally. Can you quantify anything for us as far as your predictions are concerned with this rule change?
Sure. So back in 2014, the first time we had a family surge at the border, we had 68,000 families that year. When the initial decision was made to detain families through their proceedings by the Department of Homeland Security at that time, as soon as those first two flights landed in Central America with people that had gone through a proceeding and were being repatriated, the message went out. The families knew that they couldn't just cross the border and be released, and the numbers dropped 90% overnight. We do expect a very similar deterrent effect when we can demonstrate that integrity in the system and actually get immigration results.
There we go. I'm telling you, quietly moving behind the scenes, getting in the tall grass, Trump administration is getting this thing done. This guy was a very good choice as acting head. Let's go to Soldier Boy. Soldier Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, guys.
Oh, good. He didn't use gentleman. He's getting smarter.
How you doing, fella?
I'm getting a little bit better. And, you know, that kind of hit me at home, you know, because my mother was a German citizen and my dad was stationed over there. And when he married my mother, that made her become an American citizen. They went by the rules.
But it still took a while to get her in, though, didn't it?
No. I don't know how many years he was stationed there before the paperwork and everything was involved. But here's the neat thing about the next thing was I was adopted in a German orphanage, okay?
Okay.
So automatically, I have to be a naturalized citizen. There goes my chances of being the president. You know, I know a lot of people are heartbroken about that. But I had to go by, and my parents had to go by the rules. So I got two American citizens, and they bring their child over, and that child still has to go through the process. The paperwork that's still, and the laws that abide on the naturalized citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got, I never understood math. Was it two negatives equal a positive when you multiply?
That's why a negative times a negative is a positive.
Exactly. I still haven't figured that one out yet, how two negatives can equal a positive. So what they're saying basically is you can be an illegal citizen, the mother can be illegal, and gives birth on an American soil, correct?
Right.
That child becomes an American citizen. The parents are still illegal, but that child is now like an anchor child. Is that correct?
If they gave birth in the United States.
Right. So all I got to do is make it across the old Rio Grande and pop out a child. And that child becomes an American citizen based upon the rules that are in place.
Yeah, under the anchor baby concept, yes.
Unbelievable. So here we go back again to the math. Two negatives equal a positive.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Our immigration system is so... it's so messed up and it's so adulterated the way they're using the concept of immigration. They'll say, and this nation was founded by immigrants.
True.
Well,
not illegal ones, though.
Well, But it's, you know, they built America. You know, yes, you did have people who immigrated to the United States who were workers, but you also had people that were born in the United States who attributed a lot to this country. And so this concept that, like, we wouldn't exist, I just don't get it. I think what we did was smart. We needed workers. We opened up immigration. We had immigration standards. We had immigration quotas. And we were looking for a particular type of people. People who could work and who were healthy and weren't deadbeats.
For example, remember that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, the Gangs of New York?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Scottish and Irish were coming over.
Yeah.
But they still had to go through rules. They still had to go through a process. They still had to go through health checks and everything.
Absolutely.
And the same thing when the Chinese were, and Japanese Asian persuasion came over and helped build our great train system from the West Coast. They still had to go through a process.
Yeah, now you kind of get into some little different territory with what they call the coolies. They didn't necessarily come through Ellis Island. They were coming through ports in San Francisco, and there were a lot of smuggling of people that came in during that time.
Granted.
But it was a different country at that time. Yeah, now you're in the 49ers, 1849 era.
Yeah, and even if it's like in football, sometimes a lot of the rules I don't agree with. Okay, but if I'm going to like the game and watch it, and maybe even participate by going buying a ticket, I have to just have to suck it up, then, don't I?
There you go.
And that's the same thing here. We have rules, we have laws, and if I got a bunch of liberal progressives that make the laws that I don't like, well, my best recourse is to vote somebody in that can possibly, hopefully, change it down the road. But this is a country of made by men and women of laws we have.
Of course.
In place.
That's
Until
it.
Those change, we have to defend those and adhere to them, whether we like them or not.
There you go. No, you're spot on with that. That's kind of the bedrock of the country.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of laws and rules that Joey don't like, that I don't like, and you don't like, but you know what? We have stuff to abide by. I mean, especially the speed limits. I mean, I'd like to go a little faster once in a while.
Well, this is what one thing I love, Sergio Boy, is when a Democrat said, we're a nation of laws.
Yeah.
And no one is above the law. You've heard that a million times. And they're talking mainly about Donald Trump. But do you know who they're not talking about? They're not talking about immigrants.
Nope.
They're not talking about immigrants.
No. And people are detaching that word illegal immigrants from immigrants. We're all immigrants except for the native American Indians. And some, and in Texas,
I'm not an immigrant.
Some of the Hispanic people.
I'm not an immigrant.
Oh, that's right. You're not. That's right, because you were born by American citizens on American soil.
I was born in Tulsa, Alabama. That makes me about as American as you can be.
Oh, my goodness. I have to get a show. That's getting pretty deep, Dan. No bias in your tone.
No, not at all.
No. But I appreciate you guys letting me voice my concern. I had a little skin in that game, you know. And I just think, you know, I had to go in front of a... You know, my judge allowed me to keep my dual citizenship so I could keep a part of my German heritage with me. But I was still afforded... That's the first thing I asked him. I said, if I do that, judge, I said, does that still afford me the opportunity to vote and everything? He says, yes, sir. He said, you're going to be paying taxes to the day you die. I was like, well, that's all I need to know.
What...
Tallahassee.
Let me ask you a question. And when you joined the military, what was your dual citizenship? How was that approached by the military? Did they just didn't care?
That's right. Well, no, they didn't. It's not that they didn't care. They looked upon it as American citizenship because it allows me to vote. I pay taxes. I'm entitled to every other rights that any other American-born soil, especially people in Alabama like Dan Morse, the same opportunities and rights. It's just I can't run for president.
Well, I appreciate you calling in today.
All right, guys. I just wanted to throw my two cents in. I appreciate you allowing me out of the opportunity.
You did a good job with that.
All right.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's continue on with Michelini. I'm talking about this new rules, and he's going to give us more details.
Those who don't like a tough immigration policy are no doubt going to call this new program, this new announcement from DHS, they're going to call it cruel. How do you address that? How do you answer that?
I think the current system, which is incentivizing, again, almost 500,000 families so far this year to put their children at risk, pay $5,000 to $7,000 per person to human smugglers and take this dangerous journey, is much less humane and more dangerous for children in the region than having a safe facility to go through an immigration proceeding. So I'd tell them that the incentives that our system has provided for families and criminal organizations to profit off of them is a much worse situation than completing an immigration proceeding in a fair and appropriate setting.
Here's another one, is that when you come to the United States, should we charge a tariff to come in? $5,000, they're paying somebody $5,000 to bring them here. Let's say $5,000 minus the plane fare to get here. But you have to be pre-approved. Sound like a revenue generator to me. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
.279228, that's where we are. Let's continue with this last segment of Acting Secretary of DHS McElhinney here.
Obviously, you're going to see a political fallout immediately from this proposed rule change. Julian Castro, he's a Democratic presidential candidate. Some reaction just now coming in from him saying separating migrant children from their parents is appalling, but indefinitely detaining families isn't a better alternative. He then goes on to propose that if he was elected president, we won't just end family separation for good. We'll use alternatives to detention and not treat asylum seekers as criminals. You're obviously going to see in the wake of this just happening a few moments ago, and Mr. Secretary, your announcement of this political reaction. How do you respond to what we're hearing so far?
So I would say two things. This is exactly what was done under President Obama's tenure and what the Department of Homeland Security did in 2014 and 2015. So he's criticizing what the prior Democratic administration did to help establish integrity of the immigration system and address what was then an unchecked flow, but less than one-fifth of what we're seeing today on a monthly basis. So that's first and foremost. And secondly, it is not safer or more humane to have a lawless process. We are applying alternatives to detention right now. They don't work. Families are not showing up for their hearing. 85% of our rulings right now in the immigration courts are issued in absentia for recent border arrivals of families. So that shows they're not going through their proceedings. That's why we need to house them in a federal facility that's appropriate for children through those proceedings so we can get immigration results.
This guy's really good, and I think they're going to hit a home run with this thing. It's going to take a while for it to run through the system, but I think it's going to be very good by the time they kind of get through this whole thing. We had an interesting couple of things that happened with Sean Hannity last night. John Solomon was back at the plate and serving up some new information here. So here's some new information about the several pieces of a puzzle that just came in last night.
4 minutes ago, we received major new details about what is about to be revealed. 10 items, John Solomon, and we know now that, in fact, in a matter of week, 10 bombshell pieces of evidence could be rocking not only the capital of Washington, D.C. and that swamp, but should shock the conscience. Now, this will include an official documentation of Christopher Steele's conversations with the FBI, along with Steele's lengthy interview with the Inspector General, the Gang of Eight materials, the third FISA renewal application, and so much more. Joining us now, John Solomon. John, I have your article, literally just printed it out, hot off the presses. Yeah. 10 declassified Russia collusion revelations that could rock Washington this fall. My sources told me it will shock the conscience of a nation.
Absolutely. I think the first one is a form called the 1032. We don't talk about it. It's an FBI form, but it's the official documentation of what the FBI and Christopher Steele exchanged with each other. We've always focused on what did Christopher Steele give the FBI, but I'm told that these documents show the FBI may have given Christopher Steele sensitive information in briefing him on the investigation, maybe even disclose the existence of the Crossfire Hurricane operation, which could potentially have gotten back to his ultimate employer, Hillary Clinton. And the Democratic National Committee raises some real concerns about the control of information that the FBI had when working with Steele.
Okay, so there are these several little pieces of the puzzle that are coming out that John Solomon was just talking about. We're going to hear a little more from Lindsey Graham. The interesting thing about Lindsey Graham has actually seen some of these documents, and I was really taken by the way he talked about the documents. So let's go in and listen to John Solomon talking about the dossier and the TikTok.
Putting him up on the screen, Christopher Steele's confidential human source reports on the FBI, the 53 House Intel interviews, the Stefan Halpert documents, the October 2016 FBI email chain, Page, Papadopoulos, exculpatory statements. How did they withhold exculpatory statements and then end up going after, in the case of Papadopoulos, put this guy in jail when they had information that he said it was, as I understand it, that he would consider it being a traitor if he ever colluded with Russia. The Gang of Eight, we talked about that at length. The Steele spreadsheet, which proves when they finally started looking at the Steele dossier, what did they find, John?
They found that 90 or more percent of it could not be verified, was wrong, or was simply internet garbage, hearsay from the internet. It really indicates that the Steele dossier was a bad product.
When did they discover that 90% of this was garbage?
They began in October, November vetting it, and by April they abandoned vetting it because there was nothing to really vet.
Wait, it was really that bad a product. We had the October initial FISA warrant based on the phony Clinton bought and paid for dossier. It says verified, but they didn't investigate it. And they found out when they did investigate it that they couldn't verify it. And that was how many months later?
Yeah, it was 6-7 months later. And here's a really important point. Some of the testimony that the House members got, both in the House Intelligence Committee and in those Judiciary Committee hearings that Jim Jordan and Meadows did last year, people were talking about the process of vetting the Steele dossier had begun after or simultaneous to them already going to the court. The cart and the horse were backwards. The FBI hadn't vetted what it was already representing to the court as verified. Very troubling, and I think it's the sort of stuff we're going to learn a lot about in the IG report and in the Barr and Durham investigations that are forthcoming.
Interesting. This, and you can feel from the tone of this thing that this is getting closer, much, much closer. Can I fit in one more piece in here? Let's do this part of talking about the Steele interview. Now, this is important here.
The Steele interview, what are we going to learn from that? We already know in an interrogatory that he said, I don't know if any of this is true, but it was used as the basis for 4 FISA warrants.
Yeah, he was very careful to say it was unverified and 50-50 chance that it might be true or not, which isn't very good intelligence. We may learn what he told the FBI. Listen, he was telling the State Department when he was with Kathleen Cavillac, listen, I'm leaking to the media. I'm desperate to get Trump not elected president. I got a political deadline of election day to get my information leaked out. I'm talking to the media. He's divulging all this stuff, all the sort of things the FBI has claimed, at least anonymously in news stories they didn't know about. I would like to know what Christopher Steele said he told his handlers before his dossier was used to support the FISA.
So what did the interview process look like with that? And when you start taking these individual pieces of the puzzle and put them all together, you're going to get the tapestry of what we think had happened, and that they started this way earlier than we thought. We thought it was July. It was really more March, April, that Papadopoulos, Carter was not the primary. It was George Papadopoulos. George Papadopoulos was set up by a FBI asset and who's now kind of left, but we've got that audio deposition that's out there. But when you listen to Lindsey Graham on this thing, you're going to kind of go, yeah, this guy knows some stuff. Let me go to a break. Coming back, more John Solomon, Lindsey Graham, and others right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. On the same day his administration moves to abolish a limit on how long migrant families can be detained, President Trump also confirming,
we are looking at birthright citizenship,
very seriously. It's frankly ridiculous.
Gives any child born on U.S. soil citizenship, no matter who the parents are. President Trump also talking gun control to reporters on the White House lawn.
President Trump insists he still supports meaningful background checks. After it was reported, he told NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre they were off the table. The president said,
people that are insane, people that are sick up here, I don't want them to be able to get a gun.
The Democrat-led House Judiciary Committee is coming back from recess early to take up gun proposals.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. And Tennessee's 48-hour abortion waiting period lawsuit is headed for trial. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If your town has been hoping for rain but missing the showers that have been going around, the rain chances do get better over the next few days. For today, hot and humid with a high temperature in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices. The showers and thunderstorms will be random but in better supply this afternoon and this evening. Our overnight low temperature tonight falls to the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, your odds of getting wet are actually up a notch as a frontal system approaches, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms roaming around, highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Let's continue on with John Solomon on misrepresenting the FISA application that we're going to be shocked by what we're going to find out.
The redacted sections, this is the last, the third renewal. Yeah. The third renewal application, there are redacted sections. And number 10, the records of Allies Assistance. That would be, if I'm wrong, tell me, the outsourcing of that which would otherwise be illegal of spying on a campaign, Donald Trump, on a transition, Donald Trump, on a president, Donald Trump, feed it off and subcontracted out to our allies, Italy, Great Britain, and Australia, because they were circumventing American laws on the one hand, but also we have, what are the redacted sections of the final warrant?
And the final warrant, there's a strong possibility that misinformation was misidentified or misleading, intentionally misleading to the court. May have been represented as new information that was actually very old. And there may have been serious exclusions about those exculpatory statements that were not mentioned in that fourth and final FISA warrant. That's the one Rod Rosenstein signed, and I think we should keep an eye on that one. That's the one Devin Nunes has really driven hard for disclosure. There's a reason why he wants that
public. The fact is it was unverifiable information from the get-go, and they all
swore. That's correct.
So that would be premeditated fraud on a FISA court, because also there were multiple warnings before the initial filing of the first application. John Solomon, what's the likelihood that all 10 of those things are going to be pretty blockbuster?
Listen,
I think all 10 are going to be blockbuster. Whether they all get released, I don't know. What I'm certain of is that these have been essential documents to the ongoing investigations. IG, Durham, Barr, some congressional inquiries that continue on. And everybody who has seen them says they will change everything you know about the Russia case.
All right, great investigative work. Investigative reporter John Solomon.
That it'll change every the people who have seen it, it'll change everything that you're thinking about the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty significant there. And John Simon's been spot on. The only thing, he hasn't been accurate, but there's a reason for it, and that's the timing of things. He would say, you know, it's going to be the end of March or June, and then we would have more people cooperating with the IG report, and so it would get pushed back some more. So now Lindsey Graham is going to be talking about the counterintelligence investigation.
Lindsey Graham, I watched your interview, and I know you pretty well. I want to take my time. I want to do it right, and I want America to read all of it. Let me interpret Lindsey Graham for the American people.
That you have means, a lousy Southern accent, by the way.
Yeah, well, true. I have been told by people it will, with everything comes out, it will shock the conscience of a nation. Do you agree with that?
Well, here's what you're going to... Yeah, I think it's going to be really damning and ugly, and people did some really bad things that are dangerous for the country, but you'll only find it on Fox. You may find it a little bit in the paper. Here's what I predict. It'll be 10% of the coverage that the Mueller report got, and that's a shame. So just keep doing what you're doing. Here's the question. It's not what did Obama know and when he knew it. Who told him? And what did he do when he was told? I want to know who briefed the president about their counterintelligence investigation against the Trump campaign.
When you find that person,
you're going to unravel the riddle here.
What about Andy McCarthy's
claim? Find the person who briefed the president.
Andy McCarthy's contention, there is no counterintelligence
he's
ever.
He's dead right.
Unless it comes from the president. It's the president's counterintelligence investigation.
A counterintelligence investigation is designed to protect the country from foreign intelligence operation. The FISA warrant is a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It is not a criminal investigation. They found out that Dianne Feinstein's driver may have had connections to the Chinese intelligence service. They tell her and she fires him, right? Why did they not tell Donald Trump that we believe some people in your organization may have contacts with the Russians? Why did they tell Feinstein and not Trump? Did they abuse the FISA process? Did they defraud the court? Did they open up a counterintelligence investigation not to protect the country, but to get Trump?
Senator,
these are the questions that will be soon answered.
That's a lot there. And let me tell you something. When you hear Lindsey Graham, who has seen this stuff, say that this is what's going to happen, this is what's going to happen. And he's telegraphing this, and I've learned he's one of those canaries that you want to listen to, and how he's saying it. He's not like a Devin Nunes who's kind of says the same thing over and over and over again. He has more kind of velocity to it and more punch to it. And you can tell feel that this is getting closer, whether listening to John Solomon or listening to Lindsey Graham. Now let's talk about the FISA warrants.
Senator, I read in the Nunes memo and the Grassley Graham memo that the bulk of information for each FISA warrant was the Clinton bought and paid for dossier. Okay. Now we know that in fact the FBI, DOJ, everybody was warned at least twice, once by Bruce Orr, once by Kathleen Kavalak, you can't trust it, it's unverified, Clinton paid for it, and Steele hates Trump. But they used it anyway. Then we find out, as we just discussed with John Solomon, that they never corroborated any of it. And when the FBI finally got around to it, around the time of the third renewal, or around the second or third renewal, they realized this is basically all total 90%+ BS. Why didn't they know that when they signed the first warrant, or did they? And does that mean it's premeditated fraud on the FISA courts?
What would be ugly and damning is if you could prove that the document they used to get the warrant, without which there would be no warrant, was not verified until later, that they put no effort into verifying the document before they gave it to the court. They panicked, hey, we got to figure out if this thing actually is true. I want the chart disclosed to the public. I want to tell the truth, nothing but the truth. I want to tell the story. I want to declassify everything that we can declassify so the story tells itself. Here's what I think. I think they put no effort into verifying the dossier until after they got the warrant, and when they tried to verify it, they came up with a dry hole. They're investigating two people here, Papadopoulos and Carter Page. I bet you Donald Trump did not spend 10 minutes with both of them.
And absolutely right. I mean, that's the whole deal. And the more you hear about this, the more you realize that this was such a fraud. And James Comey's talking about it, saying, well, this is what our job was. This is what we're supposed to be doing. And the McCabe saying, you know, I thought that Donald Trump was a Russian asset. Oh, really? So you didn't think anybody needs to know about that? I mean, they're all going to do this. Well, we were just doing our job. No, you weren't. You were doing something very, very bad, and you were doing it for very bad reasons. Let's continue on with Lindsey Graham. Listen to how he answers this question, how affirmative he is.
Did you see the Gang of Eight briefing materials where the FBI identified No. all the shortcomings of this narrative in 2018, in the summer of 2018? Did you see that, sir?
No, I did not, because I'm not in the Gang of Eight, but I want you to see it. This is not grand jury testimony that will be compromised. This is an investigation into your government and how it operated. Every American should want to know as much as possible. Every media outlet should be doing what these other groups are doing, suing to get the information out. I'm going to meet the Attorney General this week to talk to him about how to best tell the story. I don't want people to conjecture as to what happened. I want you to read it. I want you to see all the 302s that we possibly can give to you. I want you to see the full FISA warrant application. I want to release the transcripts of the confidential informants talking to Papadopoulos. I want you to hear in real time that the guy said, I'm not working with the Russians. If I were, it'd be a crime and treason.
Now, did you hear how he said that? I want you to hear in real time. And what he was talking about is Papadopoulos, and that Misfed was wired. I want you to hear in real time Papadopoulos saying, no, that would be a crime. That right there throws everything out. And particularly realizing that this was a setup, that this person was being sent by the FBI to do it. That right there is so explosive of what our government was trying to do to harm somebody. And
not to mention the whole sting operation with Weissman trying to plant cash on Papadopoulos and get him for money laundering as well.
I mean, it's top to bottom. This is absolutely unbelievable.
I want to see the goods, though, but I think Lindsey Graham,
by the way, you're right, Lindsey. Sean doesn't have a great Southern accent like you and I do. With that little South Carolina lilt.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You like that,
huh? I'm affirmative about this, Dan. Very firm indeed.
I like it. So let's continue on with the senator from the great state of South Carolina, the Palmetto State. And now he's going to be talking. Now Sean's going to ask him a question about Hillary Clinton and what was done with that. Now, Sean will ask these very pointed questions, trying to extract a particular answer. And Lindsey doesn't quite answer it the way he wants to, but he does answer it. Listen in.
Do you believe it is all likelihood Hillary Clinton committed multiple felonies and they rigged her investigation? Do you believe that they used an unverified Clinton bought and paid for Russian dossier that later turns out to be all lies to get a warrant to spy on a president and then bludgeon a duly elected president and try to remove him from office? And do you believe that high intel officials outsourced intelligence gathering to spy on the president, presidential campaign transition, and other Americans to circumvent American law against spying against Americans? Do you believe that's all true, what I said?
There's a good faith reason to believe that it's all true, but I don't want me to tell you it's true. I want you to look at the documents.
What are the odds that Sean Hannity's right on this?
I want you to see the Horowitz reports.
What are the odds I'm right?
I think Sean Hannity, I think you've been right about most of this, Sean. Your investigative team is the best in television. Just stay tuned. Weeks from now, you're going to see the Horowitz report.
Yeah.
Then we're going to start calling these
people.
There's
a bad accident in my life.
So you can hear from them what happened.
Sean so wanted to be the guy who was kind of saying, am I right? Am I right? Versus listening to what he was saying. Because he was basically saying, yeah, you know, that's, I can see that happening, but I don't want to tell you that. I want you to see that from the documents, which means he's seen these, and he knows what the answer is. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Cranky. Cranky, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
How are you?
So far, so good. I'm getting an early start on getting ready for winter.
How's that?
I hate hot weather. I hate it worse and worse each year. Two things I can't tolerate. That's leftist and hot weather.
And in that order, right?
That's a whole nother shocking story. Were you ever familiar with the radio host WGST over in Atlanta, Ralph from Ben Hill?
No.
Kin to Benny Hill, but anyhow, he was an African American talk show host on the same station that, you know, Hannity got his start. And let's see, call in and tell me the whole shocking story. But anyhow, the purpose of my call is to tell me that I'm kind of disappointed in Joey for mocking Pansy Graham and his accent. I'm just a little bit disappointed with him.
Why are you disappointed? And where have you been? Have you been disappointed for 5 or 6 years since I've been doing this?
No, but it was kind of like a lightning strike in my own backyard this time. I had to jump in there.
Well, I'm happy that my voice is electric as far as your ears.
Have you noticed that he's had a whole totally different tone?
Yeah.
Since his buddy John McCain died.
Yeah. Yeah, we have definitely noticed that. We've commented on that several times.
Yeah, obviously that's clearly what's happened. It's just my big question is the why. But my other big question is, okay, I know you keep saying in the fullness of time, when are we going to see some heads roll?
Well, you got it. Let me tell you, this is so big. It's got to be done right. And what happens is there keeps being more added to the cake. So, you know, we want this to be done right because there's nothing this country is seeing that is as big as what's going on right now.
Well, you know, we've only got about 5 or 6 years left.
No, I think this will be.
Assuming the election goes well.
I think this will be. I think this will be completely out on the table, certainly all of it by, say, January, February next year. But I think you're going to see some of the first pieces of this, you know, mid-September.
I hope you're right. I mean, you know, let me tell you something. By God, the American people deserve it.
Absolutely.
We deserve it. This is ridiculous. We've been fed you-know-what sandwiches forever in a day. And we deserve this there. Said like a entitlement-minded leftist, we deserve it. We have a right to it. So I'm going to stake my claim. We have a right to justice on this. It's all Bravo Sierra. But other than that, doing good, just trying to beat the heat. Appreciate you picking me up. And y'all have a great rest of the week.
You have a great rest of the weekend, a great day. I really appreciate you. Let me go to a break. Coming back to Billy right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Dr. Portia Bradford Love, and my husband, J.C. Love, is running for mayor. Let me tell you a little bit about J.C. J.C. has a true servant's heart. He is a leader with so many good ideas to help Montgomery flourish. Love for Montgomery means a school system motivated by excellence, not excuses. Love for Montgomery means everyone feels safe in their home and their business. And love for Montgomery means your zip code doesn't determine your access to city services or your opportunity to get ahead. Montgomery, we need to believe in ourselves. JC and I believe in Montgomery because we know the types of great people it has produced and will produce in the future. To me, JC is the obvious choice. After all, he was smart enough to marry me, wasn't he?
I'm JC Love, and Montgomery, I'm running to be your next mayor. It's time for a change, Montgomery. Look around. We can do better, and we have to do better for my children and for yours.
Paid for by Love for Montgomery, P.O. Box 242101, Montgomery, Alabama 36119.
1FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
2729228. What'd you get by? I've been 279-4000, sorry. Reminder, any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Get Pass. What's in that Get Pass? It's $60 with the goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Billy. Billy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, how are you doing today?
I am good. And you?
We're blessed. Truly blessed.
Good.
I guess, Dan, I'm piggybacking on your last caller. You know, he asked you the question, when are they going to start seeing heads rolling? Your reply was, well, there's still a lot more to come. You know, there's a lot more coming down the pike. Just hang on. This thing's so big. Well, let me ask you something, Dan.
Sure.
What's bigger than getting subpoenaed by Congress and then whitewashing and acid washing emails and deleting emails and then lying about it? What's bigger than that?
What's bigger than that? Spying on a president-elect, spying on your opponent's campaign, spying on a president. All that is much bigger than what you just mentioned. But it doesn't mean that doesn't mean that that's not still in the pike. What you got to do is you got to take first things first. And the first thing is to realize that the Department of Justice and the FBI were corrupt. And then once you establish that, then you can go back as far as you want to within the statute of limitations.
See, there we go. Now you mentioned the key word, statute of limitations. And now everybody's going to start getting covered, and nobody's going to be getting in trouble because, see, there's so many loopholes. These people are very smart. They know exactly what they're doing. They can do this stuff.
Well, what's the statute of limitations on this, Billy?
Let me ask you something.
No, I just asked you a question. You answer my question.
What was your question?
What is the statute of limitations on this?
Well, here we are. We're going 3 years now.
Okay.
And nobody said anything to Hillary Clinton about this other than...
Let me remind you, it's first things first. You have to show that there's a corrupt Department of Justice and a corrupt FBI. Then you start moving down the line from there.
Well, I agree with what you're saying, Dan, and that makes perfect sense. And I mean, you're right. But the bottom line is, and I think your last caller pretty much is starting to... probably the consensus of your listening audience now, they're tired of seeing these people go unchecked and get by with, I mean, let's just call it flat out.
Okay, well, let's look at it this way, Billy. So what you want them to do is go in and arrest Hillary Clinton right now. Now, do you think that would be a smart thing to do? Or do you think it would be better to prove that the DOJ and FBI were corrupt? Because once you prove that, you've got 7 years to run for the statute of limitations. And so you got plenty of time. And do you want to do that before a presidential election, or do you want to do that after a presidential election?
I can tell you right now, there's probably plenty of Democrats that wouldn't care less if Hillary was put in jail. I'll be honest with you. They're all fed up with what's going on.
Well, there are some. I agree with you on that.
So, bottom line is, people are getting tired of hearing this kumbaya, we're going to work on it, we're going to get this and get that. We want to
Nobody is saying kumbaya, Billy boy. Nobody's saying that. I'm not saying that. Where do you come up with this crap, by the way?
We're just tired of...
I know, you're tired. Let me tell you, don't talk like there's a plurality of Billys out there, because they're not. Billy,
well,
I always enjoy talking to you. You have a great day. Yep. Joey, do you ever go down to Panama City and ride one of those rides?
No. No, and it's been a while since I've ridden a ride, well, anywhere.
Except for the airplane that you ride.
Right.
Panama City Beach made the national news here.
Ooh.
And you can see this on my website at danmorrisshow.com. I remember a friend of mine got on one of these things where they strap you in, and then they swing you, they raise you up like 100 feet, and then they swing you like a swing, and you're flying like Superman.
Yeah. I'm good. I don't need to do that.
I know. People are going to like, Dan, you want to do that? Nope. And I used to be a pilot, but I had wings and an engine. And not a piece of wire. Listen to this story.
Cable snaps on a slingshot ride as people wait to be launched into the air. Check this out. Well, yeah, you can clearly see the frayed cable as two attendants unbuckle riders at an amusement park in Panama City Beach, Florida. They did get a refund, and for reference, this is how the ride is supposed to go. So thankfully, they are okay.
I'll tell you one reason I do not ride rides, particularly at some of our local fairs.
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked at the people that put those things together and the people that are operating it?
Well, wait, are you talking down about carnies?
I'm telling you, man, it's like there should be an IQ test to be able to say, did you put this together? Yes, sir.
Yeah, just go eat the food.
What's 3.2? What's 3 plus 2?
I encourage folks to go to the fair, eat the food. Yeah, you can even play some of those games, though. Those can be, you know.
Yeah, the game. Or watching the pig race.
Oh, yeah, the little
pig. Gotta watch the pig race. Gotta have the funnel cake.
By the way, I love telling folks, you know what happens to those pigs that lose that race?
Uh oh. Right? See that booth over there selling pork?
Yeah, pork on a stick, baby.
I saw this story, and I was kind of like, and you know, did you see, when you see the video, you'll see this little pile of something off on the side, a little moisture. It's like,
yeah.
Those people pooped in their pants.
Oh, that's unnerving. Like, those high, like, intensity rides, the big thrill rides, I've never been a fan of them personally, and so they make me nervous just looking at them. Yeah, especially what this seems like. I haven't seen the video, but it's one of these huge cable suspension where you're just in a harness.
You're in this little shell thing, and they're swinging you around.
I'm good.
I'm like, damn! You heard the lady. She's like, oh, my God. But the thing that sold me, now, when you go to Six Flags, I feel like those guys are kind of professional operators. They got somebody that's working on the equipment. They're putting it together. They're not building it. They didn't just show up 3 days ago and put it all together like their erector set. You know, they've been there. They've got some type of compliance that's happened. You know, Mayor Farmer made a big deal out of going through inspecting all the equipment here in Montgomery. A big, big deal. I remember being out there watching him go through that. I was kind of like, man. News Talk 93.1, David, Sam, hang on for me. I'm going to a break. Reminder, this hour brought to you by Brubaker Motors, Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.